when you look at the things that we're dealing with today, the dysfunctions are not ours. They don't originate from our communities, our tribal upbringing. My name is Larry Campbell, an enrolled member here of the Swinomish Indian Tribal Community. My Indian identity is Wanasia, and I'm currently the Community Environmental Health Specialist. Our reservation is approximately 7,000 acres or 10 square miles. And so we're on an island, Fidelgo Island. Our borders is 90% water. We're a place-based people, and all of our wealth in the past come from the natural world. I think when you look at climate change, sea level rise, it's going to have such a devastating effect on everything that we feel is important, and how do you adapt to that? We decided to bypass the argument, is climate change real, and say it is real. It's here with us today, let's go right to action. The Indigenous health indicators are a big part of that. Through this process, we did 100 interviews with tribal community members to kind of find out really what was important by the tribal community. That way we could relay that onto our leadership, you know, and our staff to be able to direct the way that our science is going to go. And, well, it's a holistic way of doing things rather than the linear Western method. One of my long-term goals will try to make a difference in the way science is being conducted. So that's what the indicators indicate, I guess you'd say. One part of it, we said, is education. That's one indicator that was important to the people, but it wasn't book learning. It was education that happened between our community. Elder to young person, we didn't want to lose that connection between the elders being able to teach the young people. We are a traditional people here. We still practice our ancient ways of life. We don't call it a religion, we call it a way of life. A lot of it is nature-based, it comes from the natural world. And I think our spiritual teachings teach us how to deal with society. It teaches how to take care of ourselves. I always say it took me a while to learn this, but one of the most important aspects of ceremony is to not only the ceremony itself, but the preparation to that. We have to go out to the forest and gather cedar bark, gather the different things that we need there. That takes knowledge. So it encourages our families to come together to act as one. We work together as one, we're a lot stronger. And this comes from the land. It's important that we take care of it, that we protect it, I guess. That's our sacred responsibility. We have a saying here that if you're living your life in the right way, good things are going to happen. Good things are going to happen. You know, having pride in yourself as a people has wonderful healing qualities.